and welcome to Tamala and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday podcast, where we talk to you about treats, business, and life. I am Taylor, owner of Taylor's Kitchen, located in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom sweet treats for your special occasions. We also specialize in gluten and dairy-free options. So this is Tamala and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday, and today our co-host Tamala has a very, very special demo for us. So I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then we're going to get started on today's demo.
Hi, everyone. I am Tamala, owner of Tortlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Tortlitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio, where we specialize in salty, sweet treats. If you want to know more about me and my business, go to at Tortlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S. So, as Taylor says, and thank you so much for that introduction, Taylor, I have prepared for you some bomb cherries, okay? What are bomb cherries, right? They're chocolate-dipped cherries with embellishments to wow your guest, okay? You can have these for your treat table. You can add them to your cakes and your cupcakes and any adornment that you would love to spice up something or zhuzh up something. And I just really had a lot of fun creating these, and I hope that you enjoy them too. So let's get to it. Okay, everyone. So here are the bomb cherries, and here are a sample of the ones that I created. Of course, I created a bunch more, but you know, for picture taking purposes, this is what we have. Let's start. So here are the bomb cherries. And of course, we start with a bowl of cherries because that's the main ingredient. It's just so nice. There's some with stems and with not. Of course, I am washing them in a bowl with cool and cold water, and I added salt to that water, and I let it set for approximately 10 minutes. And of course, we're drying them off, right? So I'm patting them dry with just some paper towels. And then I also individually dried them because there were certain ones from this grouping that I wanted specifically for the demonstration. Mm-hmm. So some had stems, some did not. And of course, I wanted the ones with the stems. And so I laid them out on a sheet pan and lined it with the paper towels, and I'm just selecting the ones that I really want for the demonstration. Again, the ones with the stems. You were so good. It's really, I think it's cherry season. Like it's at their peak, right? And Michigan is known for their cherries, right? How many varieties, Taylor? Come on with the trivia.
I don't know how many varieties exactly, but I do know in Traverse City, they have a cherry festival.
Okay. And,
they have all kinds of cherry flavored things there. I think Michigan is known for like cherries and then blueberries next month and then apples.
Yes. Yes, they're known for those products, those fruits. Now, of course, we're going to have the white chocolate. I used Merkins here, and I could have, I think, you know, thinned it out a little bit, but it's all good. And here I'm going to start.
Thin it out?
Sometimes I use the crystals, Paramount crystals, and sometimes I use a little bit of oil. So it really depends on what's on hand.
Yeah.
A coconut oil or something like that. So here I am doing the dipping of the cherries. This was most satisfying, I think. What's that ASMR kind of thing that they have all on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. And I really enjoyed doing this, and I didn't cover it all because I like the actual fruit to peek through at the top so people know what they're getting. They don't know if they're going to get a nut. They don't know if they're going to get something, you know, something different besides a cherry. So I just like to, you know, leave a little peek at the top of the cherry to be exposed. Uh-huh.
I think any that's really good because any fruit or food with the color red makes you more hungry. So you see that little red at the top. If you notice, a lot of fast food places, their logos and things are all red because red makes you hungry.
I never made that correlation. You're absolutely right. I have to think about that. You're right. There's a lot of logos that are red that are fast food places. You get to notice too, you know?
Yeah.
So here, you'll see here in a second, I'm still dipping the cherries and placing them on the parchment paper, which I took off the paper towels and I put parchment paper down. So it's easier for them to set up and I could also take them off. So with the paper towels, that wouldn't have happened. And here I am. I think I overdid it with the, that's a class I think I need to take, how to embellish things. But yeah. For here, I'm just adding some sugar crystals, which I think are really pretty blue.
They are.
I would like to take a class on how to embellish treats and things like that, because I can be a bit heavy-handed, as you see.
I think they still look very beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Taylor. I can see some chocolate-covered bomb cherries.
Whenever I do like sprinkles and stuff like that, one thing that I do get is either like a paper plate or a bowl. And I do it directly over that. That way I can keep using the sprinkles multiple times. So that way I won't use a whole, you know, bottle if I have to do it before. So I put it over like a paper plate. And once they fall on there, I can dip it back in the same
way. Okay.
That's one thing. You can do that, or you can, you know, cut a piece of parchment paper and do each sprinkle on that. That way they'll only get on which ones that you want, and then you can just continue to reuse it for however many you need.
I love it. Okay. One of the best tips of the day. Thank you.
Thank you.
And here I just went wild. I started spraying everything. You all get some blue crystals.
You get blue crystals.
So here I got smart and started using a little gold spoon that I have. And I added some other dragées. They're small little embellished candies and sprinkles to the actual cherries. And again, you know, I think it turned out really well, but I'd like to just finesse it. As always, any artist knows out there, you're always finessing and just getting a little bit, tweaking a little bit here and there, but I like the finished product, so I'm happy about it. But
I like that again, little gold spoon.
Huh?
I like that little gold spoon.
Oh, thank you. I think I got those at Michael's.
Okay.
Shout out to Michael's. I guess we'll have to hashtag them on this post. A little bit out of frame, but we get the gist of it.
She put them on all by hand.
Yeah, you know, there is a this is what I found out, and I'll link it to this posting. There is a pin that is a grabber that you can grab your dragées and your embellishment, and you can place them on the actual product or whatever you're making. I have to find the link to it. I'll put it down in the description, but I think, see, I tried to do it by hand and then it kind of rolled off. And so I just had to take it off.
So either that, one. I know what that little thing is that you're talking about. It has like the four little prongs.
Yes.
Those are really cute.
I know about that, it.
Or tweezers. Tweezers are good. Get you a pair of tweezers. I have like a set. I think it was maybe like five or six. And they have different sizes. And I use those for if I want to put on something that's small. And I want to poke my big finger. You know how many times I poke my finger into some cupcake
frosting.
After, after I made the rosette, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. And here so I am. You- this is part of the hot pink chocolate. Sorry, Taylor, mm-hmm. I didn't know if you were finished. Pink chocolate, and I just snipped off, I melted and put it in a plastic bag, snipped the tip, and actually, I'm doing it again.
She said, I'm doing it again.
So nice, I did it twice.
Notice that she just cut in a small amount, because otherwise you're going to have to get a big bag. You want to cut. Yeah. Tip as small as the drizzle amount that you want.
Yeah, and I thought I was taping and doing the drizzle, but evidently that didn't come through. But here is the end result. And here is something that I did to do kind of like show you how to use the product. And yes. In this, I call it a lemon fluff. Now you can use pudding, you can use a flavored whipped cream, you can use ice cream or anything like that. This happens to be icing. A lemon flavored icing.
Oh, so, I thought you said ice cream. I was about to say, how is it coming out like that?
Yeah, oh yeah, right, exactly. But it's an icing just for mm-hmm. an embellishment, and I added the wonderful, beautiful cherry there, chocolate covered cherry.
Aww. It looks so cute.
Thank you. And here is just some of the ones I did for picture taking purposes, and I think it really turned out well.
Good job, Tamala, on your demo today. You did excellent as always. I'm so thankful that you're here and that you did your beautiful cherry designs. I love all of your embellishments. They look really pretty. I have one question. Where did you get all of those pretty embellishments
from? So from different places, actually. I think I got the blue crystals from Michaels. I think I ordered the pretty dragée mix. I'll have to get the name for that and let you all know. And the other ones, I just had some Merkin's chocolate, the hot pink chocolate that I used. So
awesome, you did a very good job. Thanks. So that is Tamala's demo for this week. You have anything else you want to add?
No, I just really had fun with it. I hope that you all out there try to embellish your cherries for your treat table or for your special occasion or for something that you might want to do out on your patio with guests or things like that. I think it really can be used for a lot of different things. And I feel excitement about it. I feel like it's fun. I feel like it's something to do and somebody be like, oh, wow. How did you do that? You know, kind of thing. So I'm always looking for something new and different.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Well, that is this week's episode of Tamala and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday podcast. I am Taylor with Taylor's Kitchen, located in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom sweet treats for your special occasions. Don't forget to like, to share, to comment, you know, show somebody else that's beginning treat maker how to embellish some cherries. Tell them to watch the video. It's super simple. It's super fun. So I'm going to let Tamala send us out.
Well, thank you again. You know, it's always a treat to have come on to Tamala and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday with my wonderful co-host, Taylor. And we have such good fun always. We're always laughing. As an end note, but an important one, I want to let you know that we are having a, hey, are you thinking about podcasting, starting a podcast webinar at the end of the month? That's June 30th at 7:00 p.m. So stay tuned for some of our promotional materials where you can sign up and get in on how to start your own podcast. It's good stuff. We have some really good information to impart to you. If you know someone that may thought about starting a podcast, make sure you tap them on the shoulder and let them know that we are having a free class at the end of the month, but stay tuned for more information. With that, I am Tamala, owner of Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Torlitas is a dessert company in the state of Ohio. Please go to @Torlitas, T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S, for more information. With that, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Hi, guys. Have a blessed week.